ولم
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Good.
So let's start with this one. It's vida gori, like gori life. It's a old concept that we got from the streets. The streets are gore, full of rats and pigs and fight blood, disease. You got it?
Yeah.
So we got the gore. Man, life is gore, man. Gore.
A gory
yeah,
life.
Yeah, yeah, it became a crew.
Right.
So I put it to represent my friends.
Okay.
We have the three puntos, the 3 points.
Yeah.
It's Me Vira Louca. It's an old school thing from Vatos from Mexico.
Mexico.
You got it?
Okay.
It's like, it's almost thug thing.
Right.
Tupac used to use like thug life with a H. You got it?
Yeah.
But the original thug is just T, U, and G.
Right.
Thug, you got it?
Thug, yeah.
Yeah. And we have those tears to honor the streets, to partners that we lost, you got it?
Right.
We have the S.O.
Yeah.
I look to the mirror to myself and I say, because you see the
reflection.
The reflection is mean us, like life is a prison.
Wow.
Yeah. Used to represent a lot to me. For me, it's nothing.
Mm.
So tell me, what type of life did you live before Islam?
Man, I used to be, I am a DJ and producer, but I used to be a DJ producer, very addicted on drugs. I used to sell drugs, completely involved with crime, you got it?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, but you know, people who live by the streets, live in the streets, always have faith. I don't know if you got this point.
Yeah.
Because you live in danger day and night, so faith is necessary, but one time you say, man, my time is coming. What has happened?
Mm.
You became to realize what's happening around you.
Mm.
And you're like, man.
So it's very important to me. Do you feel like now that you became Muslim, you have peace in your life?
Man, my lifestyle changed a lot. I don't go more to clubs, to a lot of beer, cigarettes, cocaine, all this stuff. And when you revert, you get reverted, the revision on Islam, you're reborn. This means nothing to me. For people in the streets, okay. Mm. I know how to deal.
Mm.
I always know how to deal with this.
Yeah.
But I feel like free.
Wow.
What do you say about that feeling that you have? Don't you wish your friends could have it as well? Doesn't that something that you wish?
This is the general principle of do dawah. Mm. I want to share the same thing that I feel with other people. I want to see more brothers and more sisters get into Islam.
Mm.
You got it. This is the dawah is this.
Yeah.
Especially because if I became a Muslim and I went just for me, it's been a very selfish vision of the whole thing.
Right, right.
I want it for all.
Yeah.
I mean, especially I notice a lot of the brothers and sisters who come from the street life.
Yeah.
You know, that ability to have that peace. Because on the streets, you don't really have that. You know, you're always worried. You're paranoid. You're, you know,
whether
you're...
Somebody going into my house.
Exactly. Your mind is always clouded with, you know, different drugs and substances. But that feeling that you get when you know that you have, you know, your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He's put this peace inside of your heart.
Yeah.
And Allah says in the Quran that verily it is in the remembrance of Allah that hearts do find rest. Right, that you won't find peace any other way. How important is it for those people specifically who are still caught up on the streets? How important, because like you said, they usually have faith.
Uh-huh.
They have some sort of faith. How important is it then for them to look into the right direction of Islam?
Had a hope. I believe in hope. I try to pass them to him, to those guys. But streets are dirty, man. Every day you got it.
So how important is the work that Why Islam is doing? You know, how important is it for the, you know, the material and the books and the Quran? How important is that to be translated into Portuguese?
People don't have idea how is difficult have the kind of material that I have in home for free. I have the whole history of Muhammad in books. Mm. I have what to do, what not to do, Islam, wudu, praise. The Quran. I have everything for free in home. Islam give all support that you need.
Alhamdulillah. So I'm really thankful that you took the time out and you spoke with us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you steadfast, keep you on Islam, And if you want to help support brothers like this, you know, the people in this beautiful country, Brazil, who want to come into Islam, they want that peace in their hearts, then you can also be a part of this movement by supporting everything YIslam is doing. Check out the website, yislam.org. Inshallah, you'll see more of this brother in the future, inshallah, becoming one of the leaders in this community and giving back to the people.
Probably we'll see you in Canada.
Inshallah.
3 years more.
Inshallah, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. وبين الأمان خبايا وثنى.